If you weren't able to join us this morning, we were back on Zoom and we will be on Zoom again next week due to the stay-at-home orders. But we still gathered and we had some time breaking up into groups and discussing where God has been at work. And so if you missed this morning and weren't able to join, I encourage you to work through these questions for yourself as well. Our mission as a church is to make disciples that intentionally live out the whole of the gospel story with a global vision and a kingdom perspective. Be, speak, do. One of the things I learned from the pandemic last year was the value of taking time to stop and reflect on what God's Spirit might be teaching us. And I want to continue that practice. We actually did it last year as we were coming out of lockdown, and so it's kind of strange to be thinking about where God is at work as we are entering a time of lockdown again. So from this Sunday to next Sunday as a church, we want to discern how God is leading us in this time and what this might mean for us in the future. So this morning we spent some time sharing about how God has been speaking to us through God's word. We want to be a people who listen to God's word. As a church, we spent the first half of the year reading through the book of Judges, and then in term two, we've gone through the Sermon on the Mount. Many of the home groups have been reading the Sermon on the Mount, and you might have been reading other pieces of scripture as well. So I want you just to think back over the last 6 months and think about what has stood out to you from your reading. What passages of scripture have you been contemplating? What has really resonated with you at this time? We want to be a church that prays and that listens to the Spirit. And so I encouraged people during the week to find a time and place which you could set aside to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be present with you as you think through these questions. What are you thankful for as you look back over the first 6 months of the year? What are you thankful for individually? And what are you thankful for when you think about the church? Where have you encountered God over the last 6 months? Where do you think we have encountered God as a church? And what obstacles have you faced over the last 6 months? What obstacles have we faced as a church? I encourage you to think through those questions and write down any significant words or images that come to your mind. And then I've given a list of suggestions about things we can be praying for as we seek to live out our values as a church. We can pray for each one of us to have a fresh love for God's word. Pray for each one of us to keep growing in our relationship with God for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Pray that our relationships with one another will be strengthened, particularly over the next few weeks while we're back to being in a kind of lockdown situation. Pray for boldness and opportunity to share the good news of Jesus with others, maybe with our neighbours or our work colleagues. Pray for our kitchen team as we work with One Meal, helping those in need in our local community. That's something new we've started up as a church. Pray for our characters to be transformed, to reflect Christ more. Pray for God's guidance as we seek to be his disciples in this time and place. And again, as you pray about those things, if you receive any words or images come to your mind as you pray, like, note that down, share that. And lastly, this morning, we spent time thinking about character. That's kind of our big focus for this year. How has God been transforming your character? That's kind of a huge question. Maybe it's just a small aspect that you've noticed. Do you have a transformation story to tell? A transformation story speaks about God's activity or presence that has made a positive impact in your life. It describes a positive change that has happened in your life, or maybe sometimes a negative change. Maybe you've noticed, oh, I'm always getting really frustrated or jealous or gossipy around that person. Like, I've been convicted of that. That's something I need to change. When we think about character and character transformation, it could be a small step of faith that you've tried to take over the last 6 months. It could be an area that you repented of and chose to seek God with. It could be exploring your spiritual gifts for the first time and realizing that God is something greater for you. It could be the story of God helping you kick an addiction. How has God been transforming your character? And what life-giving habits have helped you to grow in God's grace? What might it look like for us as a church going forward to keep encouraging one another to pursue a Christ-like character? I close this morning by reading this quote from Liturgy for Ordinary Radicals, which is one of my life-giving habits this year. It's from Perry Tildard de Chardin, who said, "Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We'd like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet it is the law of all progress that is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. Above all, trust in the slow work of God, a loving vine dresser." Let me close with this blessing to you as you head out this week. You show up, Jesus, in the most unlikely places. Give us patience to wait and watch when we cannot sense your presence, so that we may be ready to greet you where we are. Amen. God bless you this week.